I'm here with Tara Stoddard with CHS Foundation to talk kind of about the supporting of FFA. Tara, why don't you kind of explain that to me?
Sure. So CHS Foundation is the giving arm of CHS, and CHS is the nation's largest owned farmer cooperative in the U.S. And so at the CHS Foundation, we are all around supporting projects that develop the next generation of ag leaders for life. And our partnership with FFA is a fantastic example and has been a great partnership for us. So we're a platinum level sponsor of National FFA, and then we support FFA programs in 17 states.
Our FFA students are mainly in high school, so how can they get involved with you guys now?
Sure. So there's a lot of different ways. You know, CHS, we're a cooperative. We're based in kind of that T area across the country. So, you know, Minnesota, the Dakotas, and kind of outward from that. But there's cooperatives in every town. So there's a lot of job opportunities in terms of anything from something that requires, you know, a two-year degree when you are, you know, sprayer operator, something like that, all the way to four-year degree careers and a lot of internship opportunities and all that type of thing at CHS and many, many of our member cooperatives. And then the CHS Foundation really is all around, like I said, supporting next generation students. So we have scholarships that are available to students that are going into college from freshmen to seniors in college at 25 universities. We support local FFA programs. And like I said, through the state FFA, some of the LDEs, CDEs, and things like that. So just a huge multitude of ways to get involved with us. The other thing that we just launched is called Cooperative Minds, which is a curriculum that is for students in high school, grades 9 through 12. And so that is a curriculum that will tell them all about, you know, what makes a cooperative unique when compared to other business structures and what are the opportunities available. So there's career profiles and all kinds of things that they can take advantage of and watch. And that's www.cooperative-minds.com.
So students going through this Cooperative Minds program, what exactly do they can expect?
So it's nothing test, it's all videos and things that they can watch. So the first thing that we just unveiled, and this is a three-year project, so we'll continue to build on it. The first thing is a virtual field trip. And so it takes them through, an FFA student host actually hosted it for us, and takes them through to where they can learn about the cooperative structure and they can learn about all the different careers associated with it. So we talked to an agronomist on the virtual field trip. We talked to somebody in IT who designs precision agriculture equipment, and, you know, somebody in energy, several other things. And then over the next few years, we'll have career videos that are a little bit shorter, that are those 2 to 3 minute videos. We talked to a female truck driver. There's not a lot of females in the truck driving industry. And so we've got that coming up, as well as a nutritionist, and just a lot of cool things that hopefully, you know, showing students that they may not know what a cooperative is. It's a little, the structure is a little bit complicated. We know that, but there's a lot of really great benefits to working for a cooperative and a lot of great careers that someone, whether they have a farm background or whether they are just an FFA and have an interest in agriculture, there's really a place for everyone in the cooperative industry.
So what I'm hearing is that students are not being kind of forced into thinking they need to get a college degree through this program.
No, not at all. We're just telling them about all the different opportunities that are available to them, that, you know, you don't necessarily have to go to college for 4 years. You know, a lot of us do, but a lot of us don't, and you don't have to. That technical knowledge, we need people in agriculture that have a passion, have an interest in it, and, you know, at all levels of education. And there's a place for you in agriculture, and there's a place for you in cooperatives, no matter what your background is and no matter what your interest is. We need talented students that have the strong leadership skills that they've developed through FFA. We need those people to ensure that the cooperative system and agriculture is successful far into the future.
I love that, especially because that push is being really emphasized right now in social media that you don't need that degree. So I guess, can you give us an idea on the benefits of being a part of a cooperative?
Yeah, so, you know, the benefits to a cooperative, unlike most business structures, cooperatives are owned by our members, right? So CHS and, you know, several of these other member cooperatives are owned by the farmers that do business with us. And, you know, there's 7 principles of a cooperative, and part of those, you know, some of those range from education and training, both for our members and our employees. There's a huge emphasis on making sure that our owners and our employees have the education and the training that they need to succeed as they grow in their careers, as they grow in their businesses, if they're a farmer owner. Concern for community. You know, oftentimes a cooperative is the largest employer in a community, and we recognize that. When we want to give back by, you know, supporting things like the local FFA programs or, you know, local organizations. And I think for me as an employee, I think the great thing that I love about working for a cooperative is that many of my own personal passions, the cooperative is also, you know, gives back and also involved in. And so you can really find that synergy between what you like to do, you know, as a person and what you like to do as a career with an organization that gives back and is member owned. So ultimately, you know, a part of our proceeds, a part of the funds that we generate and our profits go back to the farmers that own us, which is really unique and really special.
And coming back to the convention here today, you mentioned earlier to me that you guys have been coming for a little over 40 years. What gets you guys to come back?
Yeah, so we've been a long-term partner with FFA, like I said, for 40 plus years. And I think it's really the students. We love talking to students. We love hearing what they're passionate about. We love connecting with the ag teachers because we know that those ag teachers are so important to inspiring students to pursue careers in agriculture. And I think it's one that we really like the students. It's 100% it's the students. And I think for me, it's one of my favorite places to come for work because it's something that fills my cup up. I think we're looking around and we see all these blue jackets and we just see the potential. And these students are so well spoken and so just excited about agriculture. And I think way far, you know, more than I see myself at 17, I'm looking around going, wow, these 17-year-olds have blown me out of the water. But it's just so great to see how bright the future of agriculture is with FFA.
All right. Thanks, Tara, for talking with me today.
Thank you.
And reporting from National FFA, I'm Kaylee Foster.